IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I am Atan, the host of the program Viewpoints, and with me in the studio are two panelists and guest speakers, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Brother Ali Alavian. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ali Alavian.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So one of the main goals of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his movement, was helping the people to get free from cruelty and oppression. Historically speaking, Sayyid Mohsen, were the people on that time oppressed? Because we can say the Yazid rulership is believed to be one of the wealthiest ones. I mean, he inherited much wealth from his father. So were the people really oppressed? I mean, in terms of the financial speaking and also belief system or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, what does the wealth of Yazid has to do with the people?
Okay.
That's the question. He has got it from his father, whatever. They got it from the Muslim Ummah, the taxes and everything. So they gathered everything for themselves.
So the Khazana, the public fund, was full of gold and something like that?
Yes, the public fund was full of the gold, but it wasn't being spent on the people. Mm-hmm. That's the main problem. And you said, talk historically. Historically, we see that even the Muawiyah, the father of Yazid, he was the governor of the Syria only.
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, it was the oppression that he has done at his time, and the taxes and the public funds that they gathered, and they filled up the you can say like the khazana for themselves and their families. So in that time, we see their family have become stronger with this wealth, and they bought like the fatwas of the ulama. They bought some of the scholars who were the scholars of the palace who used to give fatwa according to the will of the Muawiyah and the Yazid. Later, we see that how these scholars, they give the fatwa against Imam Hussein. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know that at the time of Muawiyah, it was the time when in the khutbah, in the sermons of the Jum'ah, they used to curse Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And how this was happened, it was because of the money and the oppression that they were doing. People, they disliked it. But obviously, there were people in all the place we can see, like they were cursing Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, where people did not like this.
Okay.
In Islam, we do not have basically abusing someone. Sub is basically not only cursing, but also abusing.
That's right.
And if you're abusing one of the caliphates of the Prophet, also he is Yadullah, for example, hand of Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. About him, the Prophet said that I'm the city of the knowledge and he is the door. For such a companion of the Prophet, for such a sahabi of the Prophet, if the people or if the ulama or if the people who are giving the imams of the mosques, if they are cursing, obviously, there were some pressure on them, mm-hmm. number one, and on the public, who could not raise their voice.
Okay.
Even we see, like after the incident of Karbala, the very first place where the Qiyam or uprising happened, right after the Karbala, it was the Sistan. If you read the history,
yes.
There is a book on the Sistan, like the history of Sistan. This is a part of between the Pakistan and Iran.
Today,
it's one of
Iran,
the province.
Right.
Province. Yeah. These were the people. And the history also says, like, when Muawiyah, he made this necessity to, for example, curse and abuse Imam Ali from the member of the, like, the mosques and the cities, Sistan was the place who basically stood against it. And they had an agreement with the Muawiyah that if you want your governor to be ruling over here, you're not allowed to do this. So basically, there was oppression.
That's right.
There was an oppression from these oppressors, obviously.
Okay.
And if it wasn't the case, then obviously the people would not come and kill the grandson
of the Prophet. Brother Ali, but Prophet Muhammad came to free the people from oppression, from the zulm of the, we can say, aristocrats of his time, the kings and the leaders of the tribes of town who had the mastery over everything. and in every aspect of the lives of the Muslims. But 60 years after his demise, we could see that they track back to the time of Jahiliyyah and then again Zulm, oppression and cruelty and tyranny is ruling over the people. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, again in a prophetic mission, a prophetic-like mission, he tries to erase or give the people this kind of awareness about the oppression and the tyranny of their time. Was this tyranny in terms of the physical thing or no? Also in terms of the aqaid, the belief system, the values that the people were, losing at the time of Imam al-Hussein? Was it so?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. Mm-hmm. One of the main duties of the prophets and consequently the imams who come to actually to advertise and propagate, if the term is good enough to be used, the message of the prophet is to stand in front of oppression, cruelty and corruption, and to help and save people from all these oppressions that comes to people. So this has been defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran as the duties of the prophets. We have seen and we have read in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to his Fir'aun. And he has actually surpassed the rights or violated the rights, if the translation actually is good enough. So we have understood that an imam also who is following the main religion that the Prophet has brought about, he has to continue the same way. He has to go and help people and save them from oppression, cruelty, and corruption. And this is what Imam actually, what Imam wanted to do. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, exactly. And
one of the goals was this.
One of the goals that he had actually is this. Because he wanted to save the people from the oppression of Yazid. Mm-hmm. And this oppression, as you said, was not only in the side of, for example, their social life. It was in every aspect of their life.
Was Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam doing this based on the Holy Quran?
Exactly, because as I said, this is a duty and also one of the jobs of the prophets to do so. Mm-hmm. And an imam who has been elected and appointed as an imam actually is continuing the way that the prophet has brought about. And this is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. Like always, that in such programs and such shows, we actually connect this movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and this action of Imam Hussein to our today's life. I want to connect it even to our today's life as well.
Very good.
Look, bro, if we want to take some lessons from the movement of Imam Hussein, we have to apply it even in our today's life as well. That's we right. have to stand in front of oppression today. There was a sentence and a very delicate and exact sentence by the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, that said that the mysterious key to the reappearance of Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, is helping the Palestinians, is helping the oppressed. So you see the message in different times. I want those who are like to ponder on this sentence. So at the time of Imam Hussein, he stood up to help the oppressed. And now the leader of the Islamic Ummah says the key, the mysterious key to the reappearance of Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is helping the Palestinians. So in case we don't help the oppressed people in every era and time that we are in.
It's not limited only to Palestine.
Exactly.
I mean, everywhere in
so
the world.
So we have postponed the arrival of the infallible Imam that we are deprived of. Mm-hmm. So in order to make ourselves close to the appearance and advent of Imam of the Age, we need, like all the other times, to support the oppressed ones. And we have to stand in front of oppression, cruelty, and corruption from our society or other societies in Islam.
Brother, the case is that in the political sense of the word nowadays, the term oppression and tyranny is not interpreted as in Islam we interpret it, or as the Shia
interpret it. How is it being interpreted in the world?
For example, nowadays, when you see, for example, look at the Black Lives Matter movement.
True.
You see that the black community in America and all around the world are playing...
Under oppression.
They are under oppression, but they are, I believe they are playing in the same field that the whites are playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want the rules, but they do not talk about oppression or zulm. They talk about civil rights movement or the civil rights that has to be given to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, considering them as the best class of the society or the same class of the society, or the, their payment must be the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, these oppressed people nowadays living all around the world do not have this interpretation that we as Muslims have.
Look, I think we are both of
us. They have to clarify.
Look, from your explanation, brother, I have not actually understood anything new that, for example, there is a new definition of oppression. Those black people are under oppression, and everyone knows that. I mean, but we have to know who is going to support them, who is going to back them. Based on Islamic teachings, there is no difference between white and black.
Yes.
The priority is on taqwa and
yes.
piety. So, in case we have this ideology, this worldview, this helps us to bring us about together. I mean, to put us in one side and tell us, my black brother, we definitely think the same way that you think. Your rights should be observed. So there is no other interpretation of this oppression. Everyone in this world is under oppression, should be supported. This is an Islamic message.
Okay.
So whether they're in Palestine or in America, the black people, what's their crime that they have to be, for example, their civil rights should not be observed.
Observed, okay.
These are the things that Islam says.
Mm-hmm.
In case we are silent here, even for the black lives, no, I'm not talking politically at all in here, in this
yes.
show. Look, even if, for example, we are supporting the black people in America, some might say that, okay, because you are against the policies of the United States, you are saying such a thing. No, I really mean it. I mean, in case we do not support everyone in this world who is under oppression, whether in America or in Palestine or in Yemen, in Iraq, everywhere.
Even in the Muslim lands.
Even in Muslim lands,
yes,
yeah.
It could be.
So it means that we are not acting upon the message of the mm-hmm. prophets and the message of Islam and the ways that the prophets have been appointed for.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to actually, in order to hasten the appearance of Imam of the Age, Imam Ali Salam, we need to support them. But by whatever we can, by our pen, by our money, by our tongue, by whatever we can, we have to try our best. This is what Imam Ali Islam will do when he reappears. He will stand in front of oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to facilitate and hasten his reappearance and to do our role.
Okay.
We don't know when exactly Imam Ali Islam will come, but actually in the time that we are alive, we have to do our
okay.
role. We have to play our role. What is my role? To defend those who mm-hmm. has right have been actually
okay.
violated.
That's all right. Okay. There is zalim in every part of the world and mazlum also. As you said, we have to do... look for the justice and seek justice and help those people who seek the justice all around the world. Thank you very much, Brother Ali.
Thanks, you, brother.
For a nice collaboration. And Sayyid Mohsen, it was very kind of you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We again condemn the insulting actions of Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical magazine, against our Prophet Muhammad, Prophet of Mercy and Rahmah. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين
الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.